B. Reading and culture. Read and answer the questions. Jake has got an exciting day coming up ahead. He's going scuba diving for the first time. His big brother often goes to the coral reef on the other side of the island where they live, and Jake has always been dying to go with him. Today, he is finally letting Jake come too. Lessons have been being taken for months at the local club, and Jake was given his own scuba diving gear when he was awarded his certificate to say he's ready to start diving. Afterwards, his mum got in to put all his new gear on and took a silly photo of him holding up his certificate. She's freaking out a bit about her younger son going on his first dive, but it calms her down knowing his own flesh and blood will be there to keep an eye on him. They say practice makes perfect, but with diving, you have to already know what you're doing before you start because it can be so dangerous. They have you complete theory lessons as well as practice diving in a swimming pool before you're allowed to go out. Last year, someone became seriously ill after diving, and it was found that a mistake had been made regarding what depth you should go down to. So, the lessons were designed to be in-depth. The most complex part of the training had been learning all about oxygen. Oxygen is an invisible element and the most common one on the planet. All living things need it to survive. Fish manage to get their oxygen thanks to their gills, which allow them to breathe in water and take the dissolve. When people are underwater, though, they need to take their own oxygen with them. Oxygen, mixed with other required gases, is provided to divers by their diving cylinder and breathing apparatus. Different gas and air mixes are used depending on the depth and duration of a dive, but all the calculations have to be very precise to ensure the safety and health of divers. Jake had a dream last night about going diving, where he was shown a whole magical world under the sea, full of mermaids and talking fish. When he woke up again, he was so excited about his first dive today that he couldn't get back to sleep. He'd been given a stern talk by his father about not diving when feeling tired, so now he was worried that they wouldn't let him go. He put on sunglasses and tried to hide his tiredness because he wanted everything to go smoothly on this special occasion.